It's my pleasure to be up here and hang out with some of my favorite musicians backstage and to say a few words about them. First, we have from Portland, Oregon, actually from Paraguay, down South America. The music that they're going to play is one of the great musical flags of Latin America. Latin America, of course, has hundreds and hundreds of musical traditions, and one of the most prominent and well-traveled of those musical traditions is harp music from Paraguay. And we have two gentlemen here, one from Asunción, Ricardo González, playing the guitar, and the great harpist from Portland, Oregon, from a little town further down south in the plains there near the jungle in Paraguay, Mr. Antonio Centurion. And they're gonna be playing great old traditional and great new traditional Paraguayan harp music. Basically two kinds of rhythms. One is the polka, a little faster rhythm, sometimes called the galopa as well, and a slower, more sentimental sounding tune and rhythm called the guarania. And because they live in the United States now, they also play lots of other kinds of music as well. So let's see what they're gonna play for us tonight. Some from Paraguay, maybe some from somewhere else. Let's welcome Antonio Centurion and Ricardo González.
So we are going to go immediately into playing some music for you guys. The first song that we are going to play is called Piribita. It's a galopa, polka paraguaya we call. Piribita is a little bird that you can find in the south of Paraguay, in the border with the Paraná River. The harp player composed this song by listening to this bird singing. So my friend Ricardo González and myself, we are going to try to imitate that bird also tonight for you guys. Thank you. song that we're going to play is called Itapuapotu. I was talking with somebody earlier today and they asked me, what is potu? Potu means flower, isn't it? That's Itapua is a department, a little area south of Paraguay, that's where I came from. And potu is flower, so that is in our native language, Guarani. This song is bilingual. We are going to be singing with Ricardo here. He's my lead singer, he's a great vocalist. You're going to hear him in this song. It's a mix of Guarani with Spanish. In Paraguay, it's very common. We call Yopara, it's a mix of Guarani and Spanish. By the way, I want to mention a little bit about our culture. We are officially bilingual. That's correct, Ricardo. We are officially bilingual. We add Spanish and English. Spanish and English, I say? Nah. Spanish and Guarani. This song is, the rhythm is also Arano de Galopa. I hear when this person introduced us, David, he said that we're going to be playing music from Paraguay, Galopa and Guarani. We are going to be doing that tonight. So this is another Galopa, Paraguaya, and Itapuapote.
Nos conocimos junto al agua. azul de Ibarat. Tú cantabas triste por el camino, viejas melodías tengo ahora en mí, y con el embrujo de tus canciones, y vaya naciendo tu amor en mí. Y en la noche hermosa es la ilusión de tus blancas manos, sentí el calor que con tus caricias me dio el amor. ¿Dónde estás ahora, cuñata mía, que tu suave canto no llega a mí? ¿Dónde estás ahora, mi ser te dura con frenesí? Ahora recuerda mi dulce amor junto al agua azul de Ipacaraí. Vuelve para siempre, mi amor te espera, cuñada mía.
Several musical instruments with them, especially the Jesuit who came over there, supposed to be to civilize like Ricardo and myself. So we were all civilized before they came. So they brought musical instruments. We used to play only a bamboo, a little bit of a flute, and that was pretty much. We have this musical instrument called malambao. Nobody knows about it. But then they brought guitar, piano, and the, when they created the mission. And they also brought harps, and my ancestors. So they were new people. They saw the harp and they, ah, oh, that's beautiful. And so they were very interested. So they built one kind of similar to the, I guess they brought concert harp with them. I'm not sure what they brought it. But so they imitated the harp, and it was big. It was much bigger before. But they didn't have nylon then. So they. Like tripa de gato, I don't want to say in English. So they use some guts from cats and stuff. So, for the bigger one, probably they use from tiger because there was a lot of tiger going to Germany because of that. And then later on, it's gone a little bit smaller. And then this is what's come up now, like probably a couple of maybe 20 years ago, we came with this one. And the difference between the other harp is like the Peruvian harp, come the string come, you can see like we use guitar tuning decks for the stuff over here. But there's two pieces of wood over here, and there's a half over there. There's a hole there, and the string come in between. It's like that's why you can tune very high this one. And it has a very loud sound because the sound book is very similar to the guitar, so that's why we can play without any sounds if they're probably right here. What else? The song, Misionera. So the Misionera is the people who live in the missions. So this composer, this music composer, composed this song to the girl who lived in the mission. You can, if you're interested about the Guarani people, there's one movie, it's called Missions, and that's talk about the Guarani people. I actually came from this little town that now we call Trinidad. There was more people in the 1600 than now. There was more people there. But it's called Trinidad, the Mission of Trinidad, so that's where I came from. So this song is called Misionera, it's another talopa. Paraguaya o polka paraguaya. Pájaro Chogú is another song, another bird that we have. have a, you used to have a lot of birds, right? We ate almost all of them. We used to have, so there's another song for a bird, that's Pájaro Chole. It's a legend. Ricardo is going to actually sing this song. It's a talk about this. It's a legend that I remember my parents used to tell me when I was a little boy. And I also tell the same story to my son. Probably he's around here in this. He's an audience. One of the audience here. So, El Pájaro Chole, it's a legend. It's about this little boy that he was climbing this orange tree. Actually, orange just grow over there in the jungle for us, especially in Itapua, where I came from. Sometimes we call apepu, it's like a family of the orange. We make nice jugo from the apepu, isn't it? So this boy was climbing this tree, a tall tree in the jungle, and then he fell down. He fell down on the tree, and he got hurt his head, and he died. Mom was very sad, so she started crying, and when her tear touched this boy turned into a bird. That still up to today, these birds, they're singing in some area over there, far away in the middle of the jungle. So we are going to tell you that story by singing this song. How about Ricardo, are you ready?
Okay.
Over there, they compose so many nice music, and we want to play all of them, but we can't. So we choose this one, it's called Boquita de Miel. It's going to be instrumental for you guys, and it's another Galopa Paraguaya. I hope you guys enjoy it. So think about this beautiful Boquita de Miel with an Indian over there. He's relating it to me in Spanish, but I don't have the word in English neither. So this song usually our Paraguayan women usually dance this one with a bottle on their head. I noticed also other countries, Latin American countries, also they do almost similar to that one. But ours are very special, I guess. Right, you can.
Yeah.
So it's about galopera, so it is woman dancing with a bottle on her head. Sometimes they even put like 3, 4, 5. This is like a competition for who can put more bottle on the top of their head. So sometimes we have accident, but especially when people have to drink those stuff first before they use it. So. So, galopera is a beautiful woman, Paraguayan woman, Indian, I would say, or mestizo, whatever you call, who dance the galopa. So that's the galopera. So it has word on it. So Ricardo is going to also tell you the whole story, but in Spanish. Okay, ¿lo hacemos?
La banda de Trinidad. Debajo de la enramada y está formada la rueda y salen las galoperas, la galopa del milagro. luciendo el primavera, zarcillos de tres pendientes, anillos y derramares, y el rosario de coral.
Thank you.
song that we have, and we're going to sing another song for you guys. I hear my son stacking on some of it. And it's called Mercedita. And I want to mention this. Big part of Argentina, some province Argentina, also they speak Guarani. And we are very similar to them because according to our story, a long time ago, we were all together over there, but then we started dividing us between country and stuff. But the Guarani people was living a big area of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and I believe also to Paraguay, Bolivia as well. So we have when I was growing up, we used to listen to the radio. There was only one radio station in Encarnacion, is a closer city where I came from. Zetape 5, if you remember the Zetape 5, but in the other side of the river, which is Argentina, there was three radio stations over there. We used to listen to those radio stations. There was some area music, whatever, but not too much, but there was a lot of chamamé, we call. So we got also influenced with them too. So I guess we're all the same, but we just grow up in different places. We are going to play this song that's called Mercedita without talking more. So if you understand Spanish, you might be able to understand about this guy. So let's go, Ricardo. I want to mention also the rhythm of chamamé is very similar to the polka paraguaya. It's a little bit tiny and slower. I understand there's a lot of musicians tonight here probably wanting to know what is this guy doing. They are the same, but it's a little bit slower. Right, Ricardo, and probably you are going to notice with the way that Ricardo is going to be accompanying me with the guitar also. So there you go. So, Mercedita. Folk life here in Seattle. I believe like sharing our culture, music is very a big, very big of the Paraguayan culture. I want to mention that I think I already mentioned earlier today that we are bilingual, and one of the ways that we preserve it, the language, the Guarani language in Paraguay, is through our music. Most of the native language around my country, they're all disappeared, but we keep the Guarani language, and I think it's thanks to the music. So we are really glad that we have. So there's a lot of music. Most of the music, like today, we share some of the music for you guys. There are like a bilingual, and many of them also in Guarani only. So, Pájaro Campana.
Thank you.